Welcome, everyone, to the Disney College Podcast. We're kind of switching it up a little bit today. I'm James, and I'm doing the intro. And if you didn't know already, I am one of your hosts.
Is this your first time ever doing the intro?
It might be the second time. I think it was one time I started, and I kind of, like, going out of the gate, it went all right, but then it just kind of crashed. It was like test track, but you know.
Oh, you know what? You started our first episode.
I did.
Yeah, you went.
I did.
And then it cut out. Wow, that's impressive, because for people who don't know, the day that this comes out, well, not the day that this comes out, the day, oh, you know what? Maybe it is the day that this comes out. We released our first episode a year ago. Exactly.
So yeah, a whole 365 days of the Disney College Podcast. Well, actually like a half a year, because the first half of it, we were the D College Podcast.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that, to be perfectly honest. Good for us. I mean, we built this podcast without even using the word Disney. And I honestly believe that we have lost people ever since we started using Disney, because they just missed the D.
That's a good point. Maybe we'll have to bring it back.
No, never. We'll never give up this name. This is ours. If you're listening to this being like, is their show still going strong? I want to swoop in and take the name. No. This is our year anniversary. You have to give it to us. It might not actually be a year. I think the only reason I'm calling it a year, I think the episode came out on the 19th, but I put it out on the 18th because I wanted to give a sneak preview. And then I think I unpublished it at midnight and republished it so that it would say the 19th. So this might actually be a full year. If not, then the anniversary is tomorrow of when you're hearing this.
Yeah, it's roughly around there.
And to answer James's question, I am Bradley. I am the other host.
Yes.
You might be wondering, why aren't they doing the roast? And it's, I just didn't want to. So that's your reasoning. I think we said that we might do it like two episodes ago. And then we posted about it, and it might get done. We got a couple really funny ones, and it'll get done at some point.
Yeah.
If not, I'll just start tacking them into the end of the episodes and whatever. You're not going to hear it. This is a celebration this week. We're celebrating the life of the Disney College Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So for people who don't know, last week was pre-recorded. That was the first time we've done that in a long time. So I was on vacation, and James was, what were you doing, James?
I don't know what I was doing. What was I doing last week? I did some sleeping. I did some eating. I did some recording. Kind of the usual.
Well, I saw Nick.
Oh, really?
For the first time in 3 years. Yeah. So
how was that?
It was good. And for people who don't know, Nick's been on the show before. And if this is your first episode, you're a year in. Like, we're going to mention people. Maybe go back a couple. No, actually, you can start wherever you want. You know, it's a great show, great progress.
It's a bit of an anthology, so really you can come in on any episode and you kind of know where everything's at.
But just expect references to random people that we might not explain. That's all you need to know. I am disappointed that we didn't decide to do the reacting to last week's episode this week, but I think that will be good in about a year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I also found out on my vacation that a bunch of Emmy's family listens to this, so if you are listening to this, thank you. I'm sorry.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. I'm sorry that you've made it. Like, you don't have to. You don't have to keep listening to this. I wouldn't. Like, I would not. I would give up. After I heard, like, 1 minute, I just wouldn't be able to. It's nice. I mean, if you want to every week come on and hit play and then just fast forward, that is fine, too. But I do appreciate that you are listening, as I'm sure James does as well.
Yes, as do I.
You might also notice I'm kind of nasally because my allergies are really bad. Going to hear me sniffle. You're going to hear me sniffle like this. And then by the end of this, my, what are they called? Nasal cavities? Is that a word? Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Sinuses. I'm thinking of the word sinuses. They're gonna be super full and hurting real bad. So
ooh-wee.
If you want to hear more of me talk with a sinusy voice, then this is the episode for you. Although if we had recorded yesterday, it would have been even worse.
Oh man.
In the day before, it would have been even worse. It started kicking in on the 17-hour drive home.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well.
But yeah, even though.
Tell us, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, even though we're not doing the roast this week, we got a lot of Disney news. Oh, gosh, excuse me, words.
Yes, we do. Like, the Monsters, Inc. show is out. Did you watch the Monsters, Inc. show, James?
I have not, but it is on my list. And unlike Loki, I am definitely going to watch it as soon as possible. Actually, I might even watch it tonight.
Did you not watch Loki?
I didn't. And it actually just wrapped up. They just had the season finale.
I heard there was a big twist or something. I don't really know.
I heard about that too. I've somehow managed to avoid spoilers other than like a few things for memes, but most of it's out of context.
Yeah, one of my friends at work said that if you don't know the comics, then you won't understand the ending. And I'm probably never going to watch it. I'll be honest. I say I'm going to watch all these Disney shows, but I did start Monsters at Work.
Oh, yeah? What do you think of it so far?
It's fun to see the characters again. The concept is really cool. Like, do you know the concept of it?
At all? Kinda. It's like a point of view from a monster who doesn't realize they're in the scaring business, I guess. And he's, like, trying to adapt to it.
Kinda. So, the monster graduates at the top of his class as a scarer. And then his first day is the day that they switch from scaring to laughing.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, but they bring back all the original cast and stuff like that. And it's fun. I'm on episode 3. I was watching it while I was eating dinner, like the third episode. It's made me laugh a couple times, but besides that,
Wait, did they put all the episodes up already?
No. They put them out every Wednesday. They put 2 out last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's 2. They put the third one out today, and it's fun. I don't know if it's actually made by Pixar, is the thing. Like, I think they gave it to a different Disney team, potentially. The animation definitely isn't as good. But, I mean, it's a streaming show, I guess, so it's, you know, whatever. It's fun.
Good.
Apparently the showrunner is the guy who directed Planes, Fire and Rescue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't that on our best Disney movies of all time? Wasn't that on my list somewhere?
I think Cars 2 was.
Yeah, Cars 2 definitely was. Oh, maybe we talked about it a little bit after. But it didn't make the actual list.
Yeah. Yeah, you were going to mention it. You mentioned it, but sorry, I'm reading about the show. It's cool. It's not like, I don't know. I thought there was going to be more hype for the release, you know, and they just kind of dropped it. So.
Oh,
but it's,
well, that's
fun.
A bummer,
it's,
but I'm sure it's still a good, a summertime series.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to the making of like the ride series that's coming out.
Yeah, that looks really cool. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Which, speaking of rides, I actually just bought tickets to the Jungle Book or Jungle Cruise movie. So I will be seeing that, and people will get to hear all about that when I see it. I'm going to go see it on a Tuesday, the week after it comes out. So, because it's $6 Tuesday. So that episode will probably be in early August, around the time that me and James have to record two episodes again, because I'm actually going to right around where James lives. So,
ooh, road trip.
Yeah, but we won't be recording an episode there because we'll be on a beach. So,
I mean, we could, but there's probably going to be a lot of background noise, a lot of waves, a lot of seagulls.
Yeah, so I'm seeing that on the 3rd. I'm guessing the episode will probably come out on August 3rd. I'm seeing it. It will probably come out on, like, August 8th or something. Around that day. We'll see, though. I mean, I'm watching Space Jam 2 tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. That'll be great. I wish I knew my feelings on it now, since it comes out today. But are you going to watch it?
Probably not.
But
it's not something I'll see in theaters. Like, maybe I'll see it afterwards.
Well, you know, that in the song Space Jam, they say, everybody get up. So that means you have to. You're part of everybody.
Hmm. Maybe they should fix those lyrics and say, everybody but James, stand up or get up.
should I make a version of that song?
Do it.
Okay. Well, do you have HBO Max?
I actually might.
It's going to be free on HBO Max.
Oh, then maybe I will watch it.
Yeah, I'm not paying to go see Space Jam 2, James. I refuse. I will use my friend's free account and watch Space Jam 2. But so far, on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 37%.
Oh.
Yeah. 37. Although, next week, you know, I could be on here being like, oh, that was so good, because I'm also seeing the movie Old next week.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah. The M. Night Shyamalan film.
Yep.
Oh boy.
It's going to be so good. My sister won't go see it with us because she says it's going to be too scary.
It's not going to be. I mean, I wouldn't say it's scary. It's just going to be weird.
Yeah, they get old really quick. It's going to be great.
It's funny because when I saw like the concept of it and like how the trailer was going, I was like, oh, this is probably an M. Night Shyamalan film. And then they said it was by him. I was like, I called it.
Well, I will spoil that movie next week unless you want to see it.
No, go ahead.
I will spoil it. All about it. Ruin it for everybody. I can't. No promises on that one. I'm going to go see. Actually, we will probably be recording before I actually go see it. I'm seeing it on Thursday, so we'll probably have to record before then. We'll figure that out on our own time.
Yeah.
Did you know this is episode 31 of season 2?
Dang, that's a pretty long season.
Yeah, that's more than our first season. So what would you like to do first, James? Would you like to jump into our thoughts on our show for the past year, or would you like to talk about Disney news?
You know, why don't we start with the let's get the news out of the way. I'm sure there's some Disney fans in here. It's like, well, they said news. We got to hear what they got to say. But then we can also we can build up the hype for the talking about our 1 year show.
I bet you this is our 1 year show. This is our celebration.
Well, yeah, but we're celebrating.
Yeah.
We got to keep it going. We can't just end it like halfway through.
I bet you we talk about our thoughts on our show for about a minute and a half. But yeah, let's talk about the Disney news. What do you got for Disney news?
So some big news for Walt Disney World. Jelly Rolls is opening again.
What is that?
So Jelly Rolls is a piano bar that's at the Boardwalk Resort.
But that is in Universal.
No, they have one at Walt Disney World, too.
No, the Boardwalk is Universal.
The Boardwalk Resort, I mean.
That's Universal. It's a Boardwalk Resort, is there?
Yeah. It's with the Yacht and Beach Club.
Oh.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, it's behind, I think it's behind Epcot.
Huh. Wow, I had no idea that they had one of those there. I thought it was just at Universal.
Yeah, you'll definitely have to check it out when you're down there. They got that. They have a, I think it's called Atlantic Dance Hall. Like, they got a lot of cool stuff down there.
Oh, is it like a board? It's not. I'm so confused. I could have swore that everything you were talking about is in Universal.
I mean, they probably have something similar Universal, but like the Boardwalk is, it's just called the Boardwalk. Like, it's not an actual boardwalk. I mean, actually, it does have a little bit of a boardwalk.
You know what? I'm going to just believe you at this point, as much as I keep trying to fight you, because you did live there for a year longer than I did. Or 2 years long, or however many years long. Oh, like 3 years. You moved last year.
Yeah, it was like, oh yeah. There's also about a year since I found out I was moving.
Huh.
Man, time flies. But yeah, the Jelly Rolls is opening, so that's pretty cool. That's a lot of place. It's a fun place the cast members go, is what I'm trying to say.
I could have sworn this was at Universal.
Hmm. Maybe they do have one at Universal.
We'll just move on because I know people are listening to me like, is this going to be the rest of the show? I'm just going, I thought this was at Universal.
Our celebration when it's actually a debate if Jelly Rolls is at Universal.
I'm not even going to call this the 1 year of the Disney College podcast. Oh, maybe I will, but then I'll write, you said it's called Jelly Rolls?
Yeah.
Is Jelly Rolls, is it one word?
Yeah.
In Universal. That's the name of the episode. Yeah, so that's cool that that's reopening.
Yeah.
I probably won't go while I'm down there because, you know, unfortunately, I'm so booked. Like, I honestly, I say that sarcastically, but we have so much planned while we are down there. Like, so much planned. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. It's a Disney trip. It's not a Disney trip if you're not running around being all busy.
Yeah, so we're doing 1 day in Universal, and here's some news for everybody. They just announced that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is going to be one of the Universal Horror Nights shows things.
Ooh, the Halloween Horror Nights?
Yes. So, you know how they do those mazes?
Yeah.
It's a Texas Chainsaw one, so you're probably going to get chased with a chainsaw.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound fun, James.
You know, that kind of sounds like a coincidence. Around that time, I might be chasing some people with a chainsaw.
Where?
Yeah, at Universal.
Are you going to... Oh, you're saying that you're going to follow us to Universal?
It's a possibility. Yeah. With a chainsaw.
Why? They wouldn't let you through with a chainsaw.
Oh, I think they would. Only during Halloween Horror Nights, though. Any other time I go with a chainsaw, that'd be a... No, he can't come in here. Get him out of here. Confiscate his chainsaw.
It'd just be like, oh, yes, his chainsaw.
Oh, he's got a chainsaw? He's more than qualified to be here.
Well, that's just like... There's a suitcase, or there's a... Not a suitcase. What is it called? A bag that I'm going to buy. Sorry for the camera noise, but there's a bag that I'm going to buy. Did you see... You said you haven't heard the new Ice Nine Kill song yet, have you?
I've heard the preview for it, but not...
Oh, you gotta listen to the whole thing. You have to listen to the whole thing, James. You'll love it. But they put out a duffel bag. And I'm like, I do need a duffel bag. And it's... The top of it looks like it's drenched in blood. Ooh. And I'm like, I wonder if the airport would let me through with this. You know, I mean, one of my friends at work made a joke being like, if you buy that, you'll know where your bag is at the airport because security will be holding it. So you'll never have to stand at the thing again. So, you know, and even if it does make it through to the carousel, then... then you'll have no trouble finding it.
Sounds pretty neat.
Repeat back everything I just said.
Bag? Duffel? <That's> the... Blood on the top?
You see, Nick told me, our friend Nick from the podcast said... That whenever he listens, the show is just me rambling. Then I pause and James goes, neat. So I figured, you know, we're at the 1 year episode. I should probably see if you're retaining what I'm saying. And it does not seem like it.
No, not one bit.
Honestly, that's fine. I tend to ramble. But essentially, I'm going to be having a bloody bag. At the airport. It's not actually bloody.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. It might turn a few heads and they'll be like, huh? But.
Yeah. All right. Keep going with the news, James. What else we got?
So continuing our news. Disney has confirmed that they're moving 2,000 jobs from California to Florida.
How do you move a job? Oh, like positions?
Yeah. So okay. Apparently they're moving their engineering department, their Imagineering department, to a area called Lake Nona. I don't actually know where that is, but...
In Florida?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, because of how the... Because California's not doing too good right now. They're... I guess they're bringing back their indoor mask mandate and stuff. So to keep things rolling with Disney, they're moving 2,000 people over to the East Coast.
Huh.
Well, which is pretty good.
That's good when you look at it in a sense because it gives like people more jobs. And like I'm looking to move to Florida at some point, so that would be nice for me. But also, they're rewarding Florida for staying open.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear their numbers are kind of on the rise a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I should probably, I really hope, my selfishness hopes that there's no mask mandate when I go. Because I am selfish and I don't want to have to wear a mask there, but I will. I will.
I mean, they're probably, it's tough to say, because their governor there is very, he's insistent on keeping everything open and, you know, trying to, like, letting people choose what they do.
Yeah, the Florida guy.
Yeah.
Santos.
Yeah.
Like Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. That's where he is when he's not delivering gifts. He runs the state of Florida.
He's letting everybody die of COVID in Florida.
He's like, oh, they're not getting cold. They're getting COVID. Oh, that was terrible.
I bet you Nick laughs at it, though. I bet you Nick laughs at it.
It would be a first.
If you laughed at that, Nick, I need you to type a. Think of an emoji. I need you to send us a picture of the emoji movie.
Oh, God. Remember when I watched that with Austin?
Did you? Austin, for people who don't know, Austin is also someone from our Disney College program thing. I don't know. We're 1 year in at this point. When do I stop having to explain, you know?
It's just implied nowadays. But yeah, I think we were all watching it. I think everyone except me and Austin left in like the first 5 minutes. And then Austin left. Actually, no, he didn't leave. He fell asleep like maybe like 30, 45 minutes into the movie. And at that point, I was like, oh, well, I started this. I got to see how it ends.
Yeah.
Needless to say, it was a bad movie. It was bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Emoji Movie starring T.J. Miller, the guy who, you know about T.J. Miller, right?
Oh, yeah, I know T.J. Miller.
You know what he tried to do?
Oh, what did he do? What did he do?
You don't know this story? He called in, someone made him mad on a bus, and he or on a train, and he called in a bomb threat. And
what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's not a good guy.
It's kind of an overreaction, but I mean, rip. Oh, geez. Oh.
What?
Oh, no. I said it. I said the word.
We retired that, though.
Oh.
We retired that. Nick is, you know, down.
Maybe it's our 1 year anniversary. It's bringing out the 2020 version of me. For anyone that heard that, I deeply apologize. I'm sorry if I offended anyone. Hopefully, right, turn the episode off now.
Should we go on an apology? I know we still have news, but should we apologize for the past season? Should we just apologize after this episode? I mean, this is still going to be in the season. But we're going to get so much better, you guys. I promise. We're going to not change anything. The show's going to be the exact same. And we're not editing still. And James is going to still say rip.
Well, you said it that time.
Rip. I saw that the monorail is opening again in Epcot.
Yeah, the monorail is opening. Actually, it might be the day this is coming out.
I didn't know it closed.
Well, I think they closed it for construction.
Huh.
I think. I'm not 100% sure on that. But regardless, it's opening again.
Well, I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah, same. I love the monorail.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk the, whatever that's called. The fact that they added a pay thing to whatever it is.
Yes. So Disneyland Paris, As most of you may know, Disney has discontinued their FastPass system, which was basically before your day at the park, you could pick three rides to go on at specific times. And you would, it's like an expedient dated line, I guess, word.
Expedia.com.
Yeah, that. But yeah, they discontinued that because of the pandemic. And Disneyland Paris implemented a Premier system, which charged, I think it's €8, which is about $9 here per ride.
Oh, just and, per ride?
Yeah.
That's not terrible. I mean, like, if I'll let you finish.
Actually, wait, was it per ride? I mean, still, it's definitely a lot for the oh yeah, it's a pay per ride system.
Huh. But like, you can still wait in the normal line, right?
Yeah. This would only be if you wanted to do the like if you wanted the fast pass system.
Huh. I mean, oh wow, my throat was really dry. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, that's not terrible. I want it. Like, I think it sucks that it's not free anymore. I think it should be free. But looking at it, it's like, here's the deal. Essentially, I would hope they have a way of, like, refunding you if the ride, like, shuts down in the middle of it or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Or they credit your account so you get a, like, your next one is free.
Yeah, something. I just, it would be tough. I don't, it kind of takes the magic away. Like, to have to, but there's certain rides that I would pay for. Like, to get a access thing, like Rise of the Resistance. If I don't have to wake up at 7 in the morning and then just pay $9 or whatever it is, fine. Like, and I know that they're probably hoping that people think that way. And I think it's wrong that they're doing it, but I would. That's the deal. Like, there's certain rides I wouldn't. Like, I'm not going to.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the Rise of the Resistance, because they also, I think they were trying to allow, like, VIPs to get on. Like, they wouldn't have to get a boarding pass. I think those were, like, either the tour groups or there was some sort of, like, paid method you could get. You wouldn't have to get a boarding pass for that.
Yeah, VIP.
Yeah, but apparently it backfired, so now they are... they're no longer doing that. You still have to do a boarding pass.
Oh.
It's a shame. But maybe one day. I feel like, you know, because this ride is still new and because the pandemic happened right after it opened, I still feel like, you know, after some time, they'll open it up to everyone. Make it just a fast pass exclusive or something.
I am nervous like that. We're doing 2 days in Hollywood Studios because I am so nervous that we won't get on that ride. But we can hope.
Oh, yeah. Let me, as someone with firsthand experience, let me tell you, it's insane.
I'm like terrified to go on it, but our friend that we're going with has been on the show, Dan. He loves Star Wars, and I, from what I've heard, the ride's incredible. So.
Oh, yeah. It is fantastic.
But I'm hoping they just roll back in the free fast passes. I don't know. I hope it's soon, too, like right before I go. Or just do something.
Yeah, here's hoping.
But I doubt it.
I imagine it's going to be crazy. I mean, before it kind of, it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was like a shorter, like, actually I would say it's kind of like a shorter standby line per se, like the regular right. line. And then it's like that one may only be like half to like a quarter of the time, depending on the ride.
Like fast passes?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard people say that the lines go longer without it, but I don't believe that. But we'll see. We will do probably weeks of episodes based around the fact that I am going to Disney. So,
you know. Yeah, we'll definitely have a lot to talk about.
So, what other news we got? Let me clarify, because people are going to be like, "Oh, how dare you want to pay?" I don't want to pay. The thing is, like, the only way I can justify thinking about it, because they're going to do it regardless of if people like want them to or not, you know. And I probably wouldn't do it for every ride. Like, there's certain rides that I would pass on completely. But like things like Rise of the Resistance or something like that, I would probably do.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I looked at Universal. They have their Fast Pass option. And I was looking at that because we're only doing one day. So I'm like, I want to do as many rides as I can. And the Fast Pass option for that day, it's like, oh, between, I think it said between $50 and up or something like that. And it costs $300 a day. Oof. For the day that we're going. And I'm like, no, thank you. Like, I'm not paying that one.
But, yeah, no, that's way too much. Ugh.
All right, what other Disney news we got? Do we still got Disney news?
I think the only thing that, like, the other thing we have is a bunch of rides have been closing down for refurbishment.
I kind of was seeing that. Which ones are, is, I know...
I saw it's a Small World is closing for maintenance.
Oh, that means maybe I won't have to go on that. That'll be nice.
That's the only one I can remember off the top of my head, but there's a bunch of them doing that. I think they're all getting ready for the 50th anniversary celebration, or that celebration that's coming up in October. I forget which one it is.
I wonder what rides will be closed when I'm there. Huh.
Yeah. I think they're trying to get everything done this summer just so they could have it done for the 50th.
I'm hoping that they drop some 50th merch while I'm down there.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
That would be awesome. Like 50th. And, oh, the other thing we were talking about, Food and Wine started, right? I think.
Yeah. Food and Wine started on Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of fun with that. There's a lot of... They recently released the menus for all the venues down there, and they look pretty great.
Yeah, we added another day at Epcot just so that we could experience it more.
Good call. Because I'm telling you right now, there's too much there to do in one day.
The big issue with that, though, is that we picked a Saturday. So the day we get there, instead of Disney Springs, we're going to go to Epcot. And then, like, the Friday before we leave, we're also going to Epcot. So we didn't pick, like, a midday weekday. So it's going to be really crowded.
To be fair, it's going to be crowded anytime you go.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you might see maybe about 10% at most if you went on like the middle of the week versus a weekend, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, what were your thoughts on the Fast Passes? What did you think on them before we jump into our.
Like what they had before?
No, like the potential paid ones.
I mean, like you said, I would do it for certain rides. I mean, obviously, like Rise of Resistance would be one of them. But I couldn't imagine doing that for like some of like the smaller ones, like kind of like what one comes to the top of my head? Like Test Track or
Spaceship
Earth.
I could never do that for older rides. I might do it for Mickey and Minnie's Magical Express train thing.
The Runaway Railway.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for Mine Train ever. That ride sucks.
Oh, you're not a fan?
No, did you like it?
I haven't been on it.
You haven't?
Kind of a mix between not being really like a fan of like roller coaster-ish rides. Also, it looked kind of meh.
It is kind of meh. Maybe this time I'll finally get to go to Toy Story Mania. Every time I go, it's always crowded. But we're running on to your brother's almost home, and you gotta eat. So, James, let's reflect. Let's reflect. A year of the Disney College Podcast, or half a year of the Disney College Podcast, and the other half, the D College Podcast, or whatever. What are your thoughts on our podcast?
I mean, we've definitely come a long way since the first episode.
I mean, I see that, but I think here's the roast. This is what we were advertising. We came so far editing wise and all that. And then, you know, I feel like we just kind of dropped the ball in a good way.
I mean, yeah, I think the edited episodes did have a lot of quality to them, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, how, like, we've definitely evolved since our first episode.
And we did listen to it pretty recently. I mean, we don't talk about your poop anymore, so that's probably good.
We don't, and we don't talk about branding anymore. I was dying at the amount of, like, branding we did from the first episode.
I think we did that every episode for a while, because mac and cheese.
We did. what kind of mac and cheese did you have, Brad?
I had Kraft mac and cheese, and you know what was perfect? It was Frozen 2 related, and you know what would be perfect? If the next time they make shapes for a Disney movie, throw an ad in here. Just contact Anchor or whatever. I don't know how it works.
Yes, we had to do our 1 year celebration by throwing an ad at y'all. Because we haven't done we haven't done that in a while.
I mean, we play an ad every week. It's just for Anchor, though. You know that we play an ad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, like, that we're doing a lot of plugging.
Oh, we're trying to get sponsors.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Domino's. I almost had you tonight, but I've had a lot of your pizza recently, and I think that you should just sponsor me. Here's the deal. I think James is a good person to sponsor too, but I think you should just sponsor me. Like, you pay me to talk about you. Like, but I don't tell James that I am getting paid $6 million every time I say the name. So it just confuses him, and it makes it a lot of fun.
Wait, you're getting paid?
$6 million an episode.
Oh, I've been doing this for poops and giggles.
Oh, well.
Hell, that's unfortunate for me. I almost said the other word, but I held myself back.
Well, you can say it. I can, as soon as one of us says it, I could just mark the episode as explicit. I've had to do it before.
Oh, I was talking about the R word.
Which one?
You know the one. We were talking about it like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, rip. Oh.
Oh, you said it. Oh, jeez.
Actually, I mark it as explicit?
I know what I'm saying this right now. I'm putting my fist down, my foot, my leg. You said the word more times than I have in one episode.
That's not true. You say it every episode, and we've had like 60 episodes.
What? I do not.
Yes, or you used to.
You know what? at some point, I'm going to go through all of our episodes up until this point, this episode, which is coming out on Sunday, July 18th. I'm just marking this and seeing how many times I say it.
I'll hold you to that. If you don't, I'm going to ask you every week now if you did. That means you're going to have to actually sit and listen to our episodes. You do realize that, right?
Listen to them again.
You've never listened to them, though.
Rip me.
This was a great discussion about our about a year of our show. But that's what happens on the Disney College Podcast. Sometimes, you know.
You never know what to expect. It's kind of like that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Goofy has a train and, you know, the car is dislodged and he just goes on his own, like, happy adventure. And we kind of just get thrown into a whirlwind of nonsense.
I wouldn't say nonsense.
Happy adventures.
I haven't been on it.
You better go on it when you're down there. You got to go do the tango with Daisy or the salsa dancing with Daisy.
I have watched the video, so I was going to get mad at you for spoiling it, but then I realized I have watched it. So, it's whatever. I have watched the whole thing, and I asked you to explain it one time.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
Why do I feel like there's some major Disney thing that I'm forgetting? Oh, they put out the trailer for Big Red.
Did they really?
Is that what it's called?
I think so. That, like, Big Red Fox thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, did you?
No, I haven't. I didn't even know it came out.
Yeah, it came out two days ago.
Oh, God. That's terrifying.
I don't think it's actually called Big Red. I think it's...
Oh, it's Turning Red.
I was kind of close.
The thumbnail is that Big Red thing holding a fork and a spoon, looking like he's gonna like eat the person that's underneath him.
Oh man, I just clicked on a link and it started bringing me to like some weird site.
That's terrifying.
This monster thing, it kind of looks like you.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
It looks like you, this no offense at all to Mr. Trossi, but it looks like you in the future. Because you're probably going to have a similar hairline. And that's not, I love Mr. Trossi, like, everything about it, but I'm just saying, it looks like future you. Like, it looks like you when you get older, because I know how your dad looks, but it doesn't look like your dad, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I see it. It's like
it's how I think
version.
It's
like
look.
if I'm one and he's two, it's like version 1.5.
Yes, this is you.
Well, okay, so I am.
You are turning red.
When I'm 39 years old, when I'm 40. Why don't we just say 15 years from now? I'll make this pose. 15 years from now. So in...
You'll make this pose? I can't see a pose. We're in a podcast.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to post it. And,
you are?
We could say, like, if I actually look like that.
Are you actually going to?
Yeah. 15 years from now.
You're going to post it in 15 years?
Yeah. July 18th, 2036.
Well, what if I send you the picture and then you make the pose now and then we set a reminder for that far?
Oh, we're not going to remember a reminder.
Well, no, I mean, I'll set it on my, like, Apple ID, so it will have to, it'll pop up regardless. So I'm going to send you the picture. I need you to do the pose and send me back a picture for the promotion of this episode.
All right, bet.
But you could do that after.
Okay.
Because we are in the middle of a show.
Oh, God, I just saw the picture you sent.
It looks like you.
I mean, facially, yeah, I guess. I was referring to the one from the YouTube thumbnail.
What's the YouTube thumbnail? Oh, the is it this one? People, like, this is not good entertainment because people cannot see what we're presenting, but is it that?
No. It's literally, it has the turning red logo in the bottom left corner, and then it's him holding up his arms with a fork in one hand and a spoon in the other.
What?
And he's like, got his mouth open, his eyebrows raised, like, I'm gonna eat you.
Arr! Oh god, that's horrifying. I see.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
That doesn't look like you. That looks like a murderer.
Oh. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I'm talking about the one that looks like they look like you. Not the nervousness of it. Like, I don't think you're nervous like the top one is, but I just see the facial features.
Yeah, I see it too.
Well, tell them about Togetips.
Oh boy. Well, if you guys like Pokemon content, like Pokemon Go, stuff like that, you can come check me out at Togetips. We post weekly Pokemon-related videos, and we're also on Twitter and Instagram, so you can come check us out there, too.
Now, when you say us, I am not involved in Togetips. I was not invited to that venture. If you listen to one of our first episodes, James says, oh, Bradley's going to be on soon, and it is yet to happen.
It's coming. It's building to it.
Is that going to be like the series finale of Togetips?
There's not going to be a season finale of... Wait, am I doing seasons?
No.
Huh. Or is that a Disney College exclusive?
Seasons?
Yeah.
That's a podcast thing. I don't know what you're doing either. You're confusing me here.
I don't know what's going on, but we got some stuff in the pipeline.
Well, if you want to follow us after hearing this incredible episode, you can at D College Pod, primarily Instagram. The other ones, sometimes I comment on. Sometimes I don't. So just follow us, College Pod, everywhere. I don't know.
Of course, you could always check them out and see all the old content that's on there.
There's really nothing on. Our Facebook's kind of lame.
Well, Twitter's got some stuff, though.
Yeah.
There's some gold mines in there, I'm sure.
Not really. It's all on Instagram.
You guys should still check out the Twitter as well. Maybe and I'll the just Instagram. Just do both.
Maybe I'll just give the Twitter to James.
That's actually kind of funny. I don't use my Twitter either.
Oh, well.
I mean, yes. I kind of do, but I'm more active. Actually, I haven't been active on social media in a while.
Who won the contest thing that we talked about?
Oh, some guy named Christian Enrigo.
Oh. Christian, if you're listening. Hello.
I'm sure he said hello back very softly.
You should run a competition, and one of the things has to be that they prove that they listen to the Disney College podcast.
They have to record a 50-second video of them listening to the episode and then giving like a finger guns to the camera.
And they have to go into wherever they do it and review, like, give it a positive review. Oh, that's a great idea. and we'll give them a gift card to a snow cone company. Do they have
snow cone? Not a specific snow cone company, just a snow cone company.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I should say is when this comes out, this week is the Vinnies, the award show that I am nominated for.
Ooh.
So if you don't go vote for me, there might be not be another episode.
Oh, no. People listening, if you're still listening, go vote for Bradley and the Vinnies.
Yes. That's all. It's on.
If you because, and you want to know why you should? Because to us, you're family.
No, that's Olive Garden.
No, that's when you're here, you're with your family. I'm saying to us, you're family. Because it's Vin Diesel.
Oh. Okay. I get it. Okay. It took me a little bit. If you look up No Highway Option, you can go follow their links to vote. And I believe they're streaming it on Friday. So instead of giving people, that's going to sound like I cut there. It wasn't. I got excited and wanted to talk about this. Instead of giving like a $1 gift card to a random place, can we mail them a potato?
That'd be funny.
There's a website called Anonymous Potato. And you can send it and they write a message on the potato. And then they you can get a face printed onto it.
On the potato?
Yeah, it's $14.99.
Oh my god.
I might send James a potato.
That's gonna be my birthday present.
No, I already have your birthday present.
Oh.
Did you already buy the Beartooth album?
Maybe.
Oh, did you actually?
No, I didn't yet.
Oh, don't buy it because I have an extra copy of it. That's Ooh. Your birthday gift. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Should we review the Attila album next week? Do you think we'll get views on that?
Oh, man, I don't know.
If you want us to review Attila, let us know. And I don't know. Probably
type one on our Instagram.
Type one, yeah. Either way, we'll probably talk about it a bit. Did you hear the new song? Day Drinking?
No, I haven't yet.
It's a country rock song.
Oh, so that's what you're referring to. I think you sent me like a picture of it.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, we will keep you updated on a potential contest, which will not happen. Sorry. Unless I find something really good. James has got to go eat now.
Yep, I'm going to have me a burger with some mac and cheese. What kind of mac and cheese, you may ask? Probably Kraft or Main Street Bistro, which ironically, that's the mac and cheese I had from our first episode.
Weird.
That's the one that made my stomach go all do the gurgles.
You know what's going to be fun? This is something I promise will happen. Me and James might go on an Instagram live while we're on that, while he's there, while we're on the vacation near him. Because I bought some of the Flamin' Hot Cheeto mac and cheese.
Ooh.
And I'm bringing it.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to make us eat it.
Oh, my poor liver, my colon, my intestines. I can't wait. Yay.
Cheetos, if you're listening, you should sponsor us.
Not Cheetos. What are you doing?
All right. Well, thanks, everyone.
Yes, thank you all for listening. It's been a heck of a crazy year. Half a year?
I thought there was going to be more after that, so I just paused, and then you said half a year, like 30 seconds later. I would say a whole year. This is our year. This has been a year.
It's just so weird to me, because it's like, because we've only been the Disney College Pod for half a year. I guess
yeah, but it's the same show. It's just, you know.
Different name, yeah. I guess, yeah, that's true.
Anyway, thanks, everybody. If you thought this was going to be a celebration and not just a normal episode, I'm happy to prove you wrong. And I'm just, before we leave, I need to say one thing. Jelly Rolls is in Universal.
There's one in Disney, too.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No.